We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We are starting 8 lines from the top of Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. The first word of the line is Mokayim Zizim, and end of that line. Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Yemi Amar Rav Nachman. Shchimi Rashi Kosav Kol Nechosav La'Acherim. We know from our Mishnah that a Shchimira could, if he's Mitzava Machmas Misa, he could give away all his Nechosim without a Kinyan. And what the halacha is that if he does that, if he gets better, he's chayzer from the whole matana, because it's about umdenah, he wouldn't leave himself with nothing. If he's going to live, he's not going to leave himself with no nechasim. But if he gives away miksas nechasim, only part of his nechasim, the halacha is it's chal. There has to be even a kinyan actually. The halacha is it's chal. Even though you get better, it's still chal on that miksas of the nechasim. So Gemara says like this. Let's just Ashkim writes Kol Nechasim La'Acherim Royin. We see Im Mechalik. If the way he gave it out was he gave away all the Nechasim, and all at one time he said I'm giving 20% to Ruvain, 30% to Shimon, 50% to Levi. He gave it all away. So Halacha is if he dies, Meis Kana Kulam. They all Kana. Amad, he gets better. Chayzer Kulam. Everything is Chayzer because he gave it away the whole Nechasim, and Halacha is if he gets better, he's Chayzer. But in Benimlach, if the way he gave it away, he first gave away 20% to Reuven, and then he waited in between, then he gave Shimon another 30%, and then he waited, and then he gave Levi 50%. So the time he was finished with giving out his Nechasim, it was 100%, but he gave it away in increments, he stopped in between, Nimlach in between, he stopped, he was quiet in between. The halacha is, if it's Mace, okay, kind of cool, well, kind of. Almighty gets better, so now we look at it, that only the last matana is considered giving away all his nechasim. But the first two, he left over something. So Amar ain't a chayzer ela ba'achroin. He's only chayzer in the last one. That's the halacha. Afraid the Gemara, that he was quiet, who said it meant that he was giving it away, and he changed his mind. Like he first, what's Gemara saying, nimlach? It means like this. He first planned on giving away mixas nechasim. And then, again, a little mixed up. Then he said, no, I'm giving everything away. So since the first two is not giving everything away, it's chal. Maybe he's planning on giving everything away right away. The reason why he stopped in between, he was thinking which property to give to where. V'dilma, yuni kamayin, v'hadi yav. Maybe he was thinking about it, who he should give what to who. That's what he was doing. He was thinking, should I give this property to this guy, that guy? Maybe he's thinking about it. Why, if he's quiet, it's a riot that he changed his mind? A shchimera usually figures it out before he starts talking. And before he started giving away the first property, he already had it all eiskechazm, who he's giving it to. And since he was nimlach, he stopped, he wasn't thinking which property. He was first, when he was nimlach, when he gave away the property, he wasn't giving everything away. Then he changed his mind to give everything away, and therefore we consider it in two different matanas. And the first matana is a miksas, and therefore it's chal. But the last matana, the way he gives everything away, that is the one that's not chal. That's the lach of mechalik and nimlach.
And that's only when they were made,
the mixas only works if you did a kinyan. Yeah, mixas only works if you did a kinyan.
Huh?
Mechalik doesn't have to be a kinyan. No, mechalik everything's chayzer. No, but when you give away all your nechasim, you don't have to have a kinyan. Only by nimlach do you have to have a kinyan. Only by mixas do you have to have a kinyan. That's the halacha. Only by mixas. Mechalak is not mixas. If you look at the Rashbam, more to the top, meis kana kulam, kedin kol man eshchim rasha, ein tzricha kinyan emeis. You don't need a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan when you give away all the nechasim. When you give away a part of the nechasim, you have to be kaina. That's the halacha, you have to make a kinyan. Zok to Gemara Vaita, Omar of Acha, Bam Yom Yom Rav Nachman, Shchimira shekosav kol nechosav la'acherim. And Shchimira wrote all his nechosim la'acherim. He gave away all his nechosim va'amad, and then he got better. Ein nechosim. So here, Chashin and Shem yeshu nechosim la'acherim. What comes a big chiddush here? He wrote that I'm giving all my nechosim la'acherim, and it's mvuyer in the Rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef. Case was, he specified, I'm giving this property to him, this property to him, and it looks like he gave away all his nechasim, all his properties. He didn't leave anything to himself. The halacha is, Amad, ain't a chayzer, you're not chayzer. Why? Chashinon, Shema yeshlein nechasim v'dinei acheres. We are chayshish, maybe he has other nechasim on other places, and he didn't give away everything, he left over something from himself. Our mission is not like that, but Masis Mektani, Loi Shayer, Karka, Kolshu, Eimat, Hanosay, Kayemes. Our Mishnah says, if he doesn't leave over something, Matana's not kiyemes. Heichem is kachas. What's the case? Amrav Chama va'omer kol nichsai. If he says all my nichasim, so then it's different. If he gives away, it's, when it says kachas kol nichasim, it means he wrote specified all the nichasim that we know about. He gave away. There will chesh yesh other nichasim. But if he writes kol nichasai, so then he's saying I give away all my nichasim. There, we now want to give away everything. That's one pshat in our Mishnah. Mar bar Rav Ashi, Yom Muchzik along the last day. We're talking about a case where it was Muchzik that he didn't have any other nechassim, and then he specified these nechassim are going to the Pliny. Therefore, we know he gave away everything, and the halacha is im amad chayzer. But if not, we are chayzer has other nechassim. So this gemara is very interesting that we're chayzer to the thing. We're chayzer that he has other nechassim. So why don't you say that he has the chazaka? We have a sofik over here, right? He gave away all his nechassim. It looks like he gave away all his nechassim. We said, well, Choshesh, maybe he has a property in Florida. Like, Rav Seppes, we should be Choshesh has a property in Florida. Don't we go bust the cheskas of the Shchimra? He's the Muchzik. He's the one who's in status quo. So, and we're taking away everything. We're saying it's a Matana. Why do we do that? Why do we Choshesh that? So, the Mugiris asks his Kasha. Everyone asks his Kasha. The Mugiris also asks it. And it says like this. The Safakum Yeshu Nechassim Dina Acheres in Lav. Our Mishnah in my case, we said kol nechasai. Master, the hachamari here, the case is ba'omer sada pliny v'sada pliny l'pliny. When the kama hachi v'lekama kol nechasai, mucha milsa shaper the istle nechasim makam achar afilik of lechama nechasim l'shtayim v'gimel bnei adam. He says here, since he spoke out which nechasim go to everyone. So here we're already choshes, he has other nechasim. Because he said, my property in Lakewood goes to this one. My property on that side of Lake goes that one. My property in Brick goes there. And then he stopped right there. He didn't say anything else. We are choshes, he has more nechasim. Why didn't you just say kol nechasai? He started specifying things. Therefore, we're choshes, that makes us start thinking he has other nechasim. And the only time it's considered, he gave away everything, he says kol nechasai, or b'muchzik lon, the less that.
Even though he's giving it different people.
Right, I mean, the people. The question is, did he leave anything over himself? The reason why Omar Chayz is because he has to live. So here, with Chayz, he left something for himself, which is a chiddush that we're Chayz for that. It seems like we're passing this way. That has, if there's any reason to think that he has other nechassim, the other people are in the driver's seat, and they actually, I guess he could prove, unless he could prove somehow he has nothing else. So then that's Muxid Leslan, or he said Kol Nechassim. And Boilu, Chazara b'mixas have a chazara b'kula eloi. So first of all, the aside is that by a matan shchimira, you could be chayzer. Before he dies, he could write, give it away to someone else. If you're on a shtar, I'm giving away all my nechassim to Reuven. And then a few hours later, he says, or a few days later, he says, I'm giving all my nechassim to Shimon. It's mevatel the first one. That's the halacha. A daitiki mevatel is daitiki. We had it before in the Kufalam Haim Abayz. You can mevatel a matan shchimira before he dies, you can mevatel it. Here the question was like this. He gave away all his nechassim. Let's say to Reuven. And then he wrote now a new shtar, he's giving away Shimon 30% or 40%, let's say 30% of his nechassim. So the shaila is, so that's the chazara, definitely on 30% is the chazara. What about the other 70%? Does Reuven still retain the other 70%? Or once he was chayzer, on part of the matana, it's like, you don't say pagin in the burah, it's like completely chazara on the whole thing or not? That's the question. Chazara mixes, have a chazara, have a kula or loy? Toshima. So when we bring a raya from this brisa, you have to give the Gemara a chance because it sounds right away that the brisa doesn't make so much sense and the raya doesn't make so much sense. We'll get very clear, but by the time we get through 6-7 lines, we'll be very clear. So the question is, when you chayzer b'miksas, is the chazar on the whole matana or not? Toshima. Kulon l'rishon m'ksasun l'sheni. If someone says, I'm giving all my nechasim to Reuven, and then he changes his mind, basically, and he says, I'm giving 30% to Shimon. The halacha is sheni kana, rishon kana. The second one is kaina, and the first one is not kaina. My lav b'shemes isn't the way that he died, and in Saraya, the chazara b'miksas have a chazara because he's saying rishon kana. Well, it sounds like a good raya. My lav b'shemes that where he dies, and he dies only giving miksas, and only sheni is getting, the rishon not getting. So it's a raya to the shaila. So the gemara loi b'sha'amad. We're talking about a case where he got better. He got better. Now, let's try to chesed this out. If he got better, so we're saying, really, chazara b'miksas, lo yav chazara. And b'sha'amad, he got better. The only problem is, so it sounds like everything's good, right? But it makes sense, right? The sheni is kaina, rishon kaina. Well, it's a pella. No one should be kaina then, if it's amad.
Who would
No, it's not mixas. We just said now we want to bring a raya. If we're mixas, it's shmuel chazara now. So the Gemara first said it's a raya that is chazara. Why? Because the Braisa says that the sheni is kana, rishon like kana. My lav b'shemais. If he died, the rishon not kana means chazara. Gemara says no. Chazara mixas loy shmuel chazara means the rishon does have it. If the rishon really still retains his 70%. So b'sha'amar. So it's my answer b'sha'amar. He got better. He got better. What's halacha if you give away everything? And then you change mine on 30% to give it to Shimon. But the first 70% stays by Reuven. Chari gave away all the chasim. So how much we get? Nothing. No one should get. That's the problem with the price. I'm telling you what the problem is. Mar doesn't have that yet. Mar says, Elam Mishu Ahmad. We're talking about Ahmad. So what's the Mar's chesbin? Mishu Ahmad, he got better. So really, and the reason why the Gavad Rishoin, it's Chayzer, is because the Gavad Rishoin, it's called Kula, and somehow the Gavad Sheni, it's not called Kula, and therefore you're Kaina, which is Shver. But that's the Mar's answer. So it's not right to the Shaila of Chazar of Mixas. Because maybe it's one of Mishu Ahmad.
The whole thing should be off.
Off, exactly. That's the cash. That's a problem. That's a problem. The Gemara is going to ask it soon. So Gemara says, "Talking about Bishama." Gemara says, "Hachinam Mestavra." Taka, I'll bring you a raya. We're talking about Bishama that he got better. Militoni Seifa. If someone says Miksoson Rishon, doesn't this order? He gives away 30% to Reuven. Then he goes and gives the rest of the 70% to Kulan Lasheni. So this case now Shalav Chazara. He gave 30% to the Rishon, and then later on he gave 70% to Sheni. It says Rishon Kana, Sheni Loi Kana. So Yamis Bishlam Bisha Ahmad, if he got better, Mishum Haki Sheni Loi Kana, because Sheni was the one that turned it into Akula, and that is Chayzerin. Eli Amrit Bisha Meis, but if he died, then Tavayel Likni, then it goes through. The Matnash Chimer goes through. 30% to Reuven, and 70% to Shimon. So since the Seif is talking about Mishum Ahmad, the ratio is talking about Mishum Ahmad. So that's what I was saying. It's a Raya talking about Mishum Ahmad, and therefore, it's really not a raya to chazara b'miksas right now. The Gemara says, "Omle Rav Yemer l'Rav Ashi v'tahav namish amad." Even if the ratio was amad, you still have a problem. Like the kashrut we spoke out. Even if the ratio was amad, so remember the ratio said that he gave everything away to Reuven, and then he said 30% to Shimon. He changed his mind on 30%. So we're saying b'shamad only the sheni is coming out the rishon. Break the Gemara v'tahav namish amad. Iam b'shloim b'chazaris miksas have a chazara. If giving 30% to the Sheni was considered a chazara on the kula, on everything to the Rishon, Ibrahim Rishon Chazara Mixas have a chazara with kula, Hainu the Sheni is kaina. That's how you know that if it gets better, at least the Sheni is kaina, because it's called a matana b'mixas. Eli Amrit Chazara Mixas lo have a chazara. But if he says not a chazara, which means at this point everything is given away, so b'kula. It should be like someone's mechalik all is the chasim, gives away all of everything, just two people. The halacha should be that if it gets better, no one's koina. So why does it say the sheni is koina? Elamai must be avada chazara b'miksas shma chazara. So the brisa is beautiful. The brisa works like this. If he gave away kula on the rishon and miksas on sheni, when he said miksas on sheni, you were chayzer. So therefore, it's considered only a part matana shimra. And if it gets better, Sheni Kana Rishon Laikana. That's the halacha. And the Seif is saying, we give Miksasa Rishon, the Kulan Sheni, there the Rishon's Kana, if it gets better. So it's very Gishmaka. Braisa, and therefore that's the halacha. Behilchasa, Chazara b'miksas have a Chazara b'kula. Chazara b'miksas is a Chazara b'kula, and then the Risha, Mishkachas la ben Shmeiz ben Shomad. The Risha, Saifi dies, Saifi gets better, the Sheni gets, Rishon gets. Why does the Rishon get? Because he was Chayzer. So Saifi dies, Saifi gets better, the Sheni is kinder, Rishon not kinder, because he was Chayzer. Seifa, Lemeshkachas Lavash Amad, Seifa, where it says that Akaparim, the Rishon is kinder, not the Sheni, that's only Vish Amad, because by Mace, they're both kinder. So that's what comes out from our Gemara of Chazara Miksas. It's a little bit cheshmedic, but it's very simple. The bottom line is that Chazara Miksas is have a Chazara Bekula. Once you change, you give away the whole thing to Reuven, and you change your mind by giving partly to Shimon, it's considered the whole Matana falls apart. Basically, if part of the Matana to Reuven falls apart, the whole thing falls apart. That's the halacha l'maaseh. So we know from our Mishnah that if you give away all the nechasim and you get better, there's an umdana that you never meant to give it away. Why not? Because you need money to live. So why would you give away all the nechasim to Reuven and leave yourself with nothing? So the thing was, he thought he was going to die. But now he got better, he gets it back. But a bayalu, hekdash kol nechasav amad mahu. Maybe hekdash is different. If you makdash all the nechasim and you got better, mahu. Mir minin, kol gabi hekdash, go amad makdi. Maybe gabi hekdash, you want to give it away no matter what. Because by Hekdesh it's a mitzvah, and you're meant to give it away, even if you get better. That's what you wanted to do, even if you get better. Or, not. Anytime it comes to your own panasa, you don't give away everything. You don't give everything away. You need money to live. So that's the Gemara Shaila. And now, im tim tzolaymer, the Rashbam says, im tim tzolaymer, by Hekdesh, everything is muktish, and even if it gets better, everything is Hekdesh. What happens if Hifker kon lechasa? You were max, you made it Hefker. Now, since you're also giving to Aniyim like Ashirim, you want to give it away. Or maybe the Gabi yourself, you never give away all the Nechasim. Now, what's the Svara of Hefker Af Aniyim Kashirim? There's Rambam has two Pshatim. Pshat number one is, Milema kavanosei l'shamayim, Zok the Rashbam, 5 lines from the bottom, v'akni legamri l'chol mishiyov v'yizke aloi. Since you're giving away even to aniyim, so maybe you're doing l'shem shamayim. You want to really give away nechasim. That's why here's a tzad, even though you're not leaving anything for yourself. Inami kima de hifkir memoinoi hitziyam v'dayti legamri even chavetz v'chazarosoi. Since he made it, why don't he give it to someone? Why don't he make it Hefker? Hefker sounds like he doesn't want to have any shaykhis to his gashmis anymore. He wants to get rid of it. So that would be the tzadiyat. Yeah, or maisa, or maybe not. And now, v'imtim tzolayim, again, the Rashbam says, v'imtim tzolayim agabi Hefker, that you're not choshish in this money, because you're mafkirit, and you weren't medakta to give it away to your friends. It means you want to mafkirit. What's the halacha about tzedakah? Chila kon l'chosu la'ani emai. Mirmir and Tzedakah Vadai Migmer Gomer Makni. By Tzedakah Vadai, you want to give it away. It's a mitzvah, it's similar to Hekdesh. A Dilma, call the Gabinav Shayla Gomer Makni. Or maybe, again, anytime it comes to your own money, you don't want to give it away. And the Gemara comes out with a teku that we're not sure what to do. And in such case, it could be you go Basra Muchsik, I in the Rosh, and the other Rishonim that discuss what taka happens. But here it sounds, if you didn't intimate Solomon, it would sound like Hekdesh upon him. Would work maybe. That's the shaila I had to learn, but that would be a tzad. But like upon the shaila is, if there's a different cheshman that you could explain why he's giving it away, that it makes sense, there here's a tzad that we'll say that even if he gave away everything, he cannot be chayzer. That's the Gemara shaila, like upon him in such a case. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So I'll read you what had a rush pass because of mine. Let me read the Rosh. It says, "V'kim v'salke v'teiku masafkalon ishaychacha umdenoi loy yira." He says, "She'im evatle mahektish v'hefker v'chilak shechilak she'im evatle masav ela hechad a barlon umdenoi rash doel." So where the rush comes out is that in such a case, if he gave it away, that becomes like the status quo because his ma'aser was he gave it away. So when it's a suffix, you will not be mechalakit. And you don't say you go about some muchsik. That's the Rosh holds. The Arishanim will argue on that. The Rosh holds since he said he's giving it away, unless you have an umdino to knock it out, it's not. The Beis Yosef says on this, the Dvar of Tmuyim, it's a Pella. Balak upon him, Ayin Shom. Huh? The muchsik pashas the Shchimra. He's one who owns the Nechasim now.
So why
is it built? Oh, that's the Kash. The Rosh has a reason. The Rosh says because he gave it away, Lamaiser. He gave it away.
He's not the muchsik.
He gave it away, and to break up his ma'isa, you need a vada. That's what he's trying to say. Others, Rishayim, say, no, you go watch the muchzik. That's the shayla how to learn this teiku. It comes up a few times, this shayla. Let's see one more Gemara. Rav Sheishis. It says, the halacha is that when you give away your nechosim, shchimira, you don't have to make a kinyan, but you have to use a loshim atano. So, Rav Sheishis, yitoil, you say, you know, Reuven should take, v'yizke, he should be zeichin, v'yachzik, he should be machzik in it, v'yikne, or v'yukoin it, kulon loshem atana hin. They're all loshem atana, and it works. Mastita tana, af yachsin v'yeris. You use loshem Yerusha also. He says, Reuven should be yerish this. It works, but royal yerish v'yachim breki, if it's one of his sons that are bena yerishim, it works also, like a v'yachim breki, it says, you're allowed to give away, b'derech Yerusha, to one of the Yarshim, even though there's 10 boys, but since each boy is considered a Yarish, I can give everything away to that son with the Lashon Yerusha. And Bayaluhu, the Shaila is a Bayaluhu, if you say, on top of Kufman and Tassim and Aleph,
give away
Royal Yarshim, Yarshim get Royal Kamuksa, only a Bishnaim don't. Only Bishnaim doesn't, only Bechar doesn't, so you get it. Bayaluhu, Yahana Behen Mahu, if you use Lashon, of that he should have nenef from it. He didn't say Lashon giving it to him. Yehana b'hu mahu. Then I have a kula matana kamar. It means to be a full matana. I dilma lis hani minay midi kamar. It means to just have enough from it, and just to have enough from it. That's why it's saying loshon hana. But it's just like a kozman. I'm not using it. You can have enough from it. But I'm just giving it to you. Or he says yira behem mao, yamid behem mao, yishem behem lean on it mao teku. Now on this, the shaila is. L'chayra, what's the loss? So he's saying you should be nana from it, or you should stand in it. L'chayra, all those things are not of mamashis. We learned before that if someone gives away, it says, yodur b'seich habayis, I'm giving you a right to live in the house. The loch is, it's not called a matana. Why? Because they ain't be mamash. So the shayla is, what's the tzad over here that these words should be lost matana? L'chayra is ain't be mamash. That's the kasha of a shayna mask. So they bring that from the Ravid, the Mukhesi brings that from the Ravid, or Shayna Mosa, cause of a Ravid. The Labish Amalash is a Vad. That didn't just say Yehenabahem. Dem Kain, have a look at Amal Yodu Ploini Baize, Shleyama Klum. Ela Boima, Nichsai Le Ploini, Shiyehenabahem. He says, I'm giving the Nichos Ploini, Shiyehenabahem. Shalosh is a Soysura Achar, the Nichsai Le Ploini, Mashma Lagamri. Because I'm Yehenabahem, Yisha, Mashma, Dafka, Mido, Mashanas. Vloy Masna, Vloy Matono. By all of a take, will I call it. And here the case was, Rashma Mashma like that also, that you gave a losh nichsay leploini, then you said, in order to have anah. So that's the question, is that a chazara on the matana? I'm saying, give me your matana to have anah, that's the Gemara Shaila here, if that's a losh matana or not, or it's a chazara on the matana, because I said, Yehenabem, and the Gemara ends off here also with a teiku.